investing in assets and saving those assets. All right. So one of the most important things I cannot stress enough in investing is the whole concept of saving your assets. Investing in as many different asset classes as you can and saving those assets. It's tricky.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's tricky. It's not tricky, but it is tricky. The reason it's tricky is society tries to tell you to save your money. Banks tell you, public schools tell you, save your money. Get a college degree. They tell you to save your money so you can use that money towards a loan to go to college. Those predatory, beautiful predatory loans, and then you get into debt. They don't tell you how bad debt is. I don't think they give enough warnings about how stupid debt can be, depending on what kind of debt it is. Now, if you can go into debt for something that could be utilized as an asset, that's a different story. But if you're going into debt for something that's technically a liability and can't really be used as a productive asset, then that's a fool's game. Let's see. Sorry, folks, I'm just trying to think real quick. What else was I going to say? I had it at the tip of my tongue what I was going to say. Anyway, I keep getting distracted. I keep thinking. I got a standpoint. So the reason it's important to save assets, to invest in assets and save the assets, is because the assets themselves not only appreciate in value over time, which is nice, but if they're productive assets, good assets, they can actually pay you. This is why I love dividend stocks. This is why I love any investment that allows me to be an owner in something and allows me to get some sort of cash payment is a good thing. So whether you're... I'll give you an example. Owning a laundromat is actually a good investment. That's an asset. Sure, do you have to spend some money to get into the business? Sure. You have to get the machines, you have to set the prices, you got to pay rent for the building that you own, stuff like that. There's a lot that goes into it. So, see, that then you can own a business like a laundromat, and that'll give you some positive cash flows over time. You can get a loan for a car, use it for DoorDash. That's one way to do it. But the thing is, I love passive income, and I do believe dividends are a form of passive income, whether people are willing to admit it or not. You do have to do active things to get the asset, to get the passive income. For example, I have to work two jobs, take that money, put it into an asset. So I have to put in work. So it's active, you know. But you have to be so focused on investing that your goal, your end goal, is financial freedom. And none of this is financial advice, by the way, but I do believe that dividend stocks, as long as it's a good company that can pay the dividend without going into debt to pay the dividend, has real positive cash flow, and as long as you're diversified, honestly, that's an important thing too. Diversification within itself is not the end goal, but diversification within high-quality assets is the goal. And I love buying during bear markets. I keep cash on hand in reserve for any potential bear market opportunities. And bear market opportunities are fun. I'm always very bullish during bear markets. Oddly enough, I'm kind of bearish during bull markets. I still invest during bull runs. Don't get me wrong. I'm always investing. I never stop. But as long as the asset pays me a dividend, as long as the stock pays me a dividend, as long as I get some sort of payout for being an owner, that's the most important thing. But yeah, the reason rich people own a ton of stocks is because it's a way for them to maintain their wealth, and it's also a way for them to not get screwed by inflation. Middle-class people and poor people, poor people don't really save money. They're buying lottery tickets. It's a terrible stereotype, but it's kind of true. But yeah, poor people don't save money. They just spend recklessly. Middle-class people save money and then put a little bit into their 401k. But they don't realize how much they're getting screwed by inflation. I don't think a lot of people realize how stupid it is to save money, just because you're always getting screwed by inflation. Even if you're in a high-yield savings account, that 5% yield annually doesn't really mean much when you're getting screwed over hard by inflation. Also, the principal doesn't increase in the savings account, you just get that little bit of money back. Woo, yay. My main goal, though, is I love assets, because you know that you're buying into something that's doing something. If I'm buying into Realty Income, I'm buying into a company. This is just an example, by the way, not an endorsement, not financial advice. But if I buy Realty Income, for example, they own, I think now they own way more properties net with their acquisition of Spirit Realty. So it's probably going to be like 18,000 or more properties. They have exposure to at least 11,000 at the time of this recording, properties, and they have a 98.5%. Occupancy rate. So they got clients like Walmart. They got clients like 7-Eleven, you name it. Tons of commercial real estate. And it's very spread out, by the way. Like, they have different, you know, it's not just Walmart or 7-Eleven. There's Walgreens. There's all, you name it. I can't name off everything. What I'm trying to say is that they own so much real estate. And that's important to think about. If you're a company like Realty Income and you own a lot of real estate and you're getting cash flow, by the way, real cash flow from the companies that are leasing out those buildings, you're getting a rent check, right? And all that money that's accumulated, the rent that's collected from all those different companies that are leasing out those buildings, 90% of that goes to the shareholders. Now, it's tough for REITs to grow. They do have to issue more shares, and that's actually a good thing. I know that people are going to, I'm going to get hounded for this, but in a high interest rate environment, it's actually the smartest thing you can do is issue more shares so you can acquire more real estate. And then the cash flow still remains the same, so the dividend payout's going to remain the same, at least ideally it should be. And that's when I buy more, by the way. Because if you're expanding through share dilution as a REIT, you kind of have to. Realty Income's been doing this for years, by the way, and they've been very successful in this formula. Another one that's been pretty successful, if I remember correctly, is W.P. Carey, blah, blah, blah. I'm not an expert. I just love REITs. And none of this is financial advice. Remember, if you want financial advice, talk to a financial advisor. Don't listen to dummies like me on YouTube. Having said that, though, REITs, turn daddy on. OMG. OMG. You have no idea. But I'm a huge fan. Next episode, I'm going to try to find a deep fake filter that I can use in OBS. I'm going to see if there's anything like that out there, like a plugin. But until next time, I'll see you guys later. Love you guys. Mwah. Thank you guys for being a loyal audience. But if I find you betrayed me, if I find that you're sleeping with Strongman Personal Finance, audience, or if you're sleeping with Jeremy Lefebvre behind my back, audience, that's not cool. I ask that you politely unsubscribe. Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Have an incredible night.